The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We've got gambling talk. We've got fantasy talk. We've got beer hoisting talk. You name it. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. And, of course, you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's Thursday. Weekend's almost here. We're going to have some fun today. We got a very special guest here.
Yeah, Fred, as you know, more than probably anyone around here, I'm a team player. I feel like everyone around here pulls their weight equally at this station, and everyone should I've been saying for years, everyone should make the same amount of money. Like, you know, I just don't think it's fair.
It's communism, but okay.
Right.
I disagree.
Okay. but we have a great show that leads into our show every day, and I don't compliment them enough. What's the name of your show again? Am I here? I don't know. You haven't even gotten to the point that I'm here, and now you're blowing smoke up Joel certain Blank, orifices. And Joel Blank has kindly stayed over.
Yep.
He's just done how many hours? Three full hours? Yep. Are you exhausted? Drained mentally?
Just sweating profusely.
Yep. Through all your Packers gear? You've got matching. You've got green shoes, green shorts, shirt. Look at you.
I'm the anti-AJ in a lot of ways.
Are you ready? You're ready for the big game?
I'm hopeful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you suffer through game day? Like, is it a...
No. It's nothing until the game starts, but then my wife even knows. I get in the man cave, I lock myself
and
in.
And you don't talk to
just,
anyone, huh?
Yeah, just, I don't want to watch it at a bar. I don't want people coming over. I'll scream at my TV and watch it by myself.
Okay. And do you tweet during the games?
Nope.
You don't like that?
Nope, none
because
of that.
Because then people will talk, they'll talk mess about your team, maybe?
Well, yeah, but no, most of the time it's people that want to text me or during the game say something stupid and that has no meaning on what I'm looking for watching the game, and I'm just like, I'm in my zone, don't bother me. My wife knows I don't ask for a whole lot of things during the course of the week. Mm-hmm. One of them is during the Packer games, don't bother me.
Now, tonight, who's going to watch the baby?
Oh, but you understand, Lisa goes to bed early because of the fact that she's got to get up early for the morning show. So she and the baby normally go to bed about the same time. And again, one of the anti-AJs is the crib is still in the room. So she and the baby go in to bed at the same time. Baby in crib, wife in bed, door is shut. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. And that's going to happen before the game starts?
Right about game time.
Yeah. Okay. She goes to bed at 7:30?
She's supposed to go to bed about 7:30.
God,
she'll find things. And even she said, trying to go to bed when it's still light outside is just—it's just like bizarre.
Do you guys ever make love during the week, or is that mostly weekends?
Whenever we feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
But often
we'll make the time for that.
If she has to go to bed early, it's like you guys will make love before 7 p.m. before the sun's down. You'll make love.
You know, everybody has a schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What's really interesting, and by the way, you can hear the usual suspects every day right here on this station from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. with Joel Blank and Barry Laminick and Nick Sharara.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to, in that show, it's like John and Raheel with Dell. You always have to mention the producer's name in there.
Mm-hmm. Nick says you're professional.
It's funny because in Vegas he said that I was not a professional.
Yeah, he said he would fire him, actually.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we hear.
Yeah, I don't know why, but
had to explain to him that being honest is not exactly a crime.
Nope.
So
it's true.
It's fact.
It's actually encouraged.
And you accomplished something today that I found very impressive. And I said, "Would you like to stick around for some crosstalk?" And you were
skeptical
wary
at best. Because as I said on our show leading into this, is I've already been around enough now to kind of learn certain people and certain tendencies. And one of the things are whenever you try to be anywhere near nice or welcoming, something is up. And the story you're about to get into, I already had detected and knew what you were going to do or what you were thinking about. So I literally was biting through my tongue, trying not to be an a-hole to somebody else. But yes.
Okay. When I arrived here, I came in and I put my bag down, and I had to use the restroom. Now, as you know, I have an irrational fear of pooping in public. I just had to pee. But as
you and your best friend Barry have a lot in common.
No, Barry said he poops in there all the time. It's gross.
No, but he doesn't like to, and then he calls it the nest. He has to use a nest of those toilet seat covers.
I just try not to use that, period. It's just not comfortable for me. Like at home, I have my wet wipes. I have my squatty potty. I can get a full elimination, which is like, you know, it's. And I, like you, with sex, everyone has a schedule. Right. I like to poop in the morning, and then I like to poop when I get home before I eat dinner.
Okay.
That's my poop times.
Yeah.
But you had to poop today.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like, did you have, what did you have for lunch that made you feel this way?
Pineapple, strawberry. Little Greek yogurt and some granola. Yeah.
Okay, so this was a healthy poop.
It's yeah.
This wasn't like, oh, I ate
no, this
a
wasn't
bunch
Chinese
of greasy enchiladas.
Food or, yeah, no.
No, okay, good for you. Do you think that your, who I'm going to call your poop buddy, do you feel like he ate yogurt and strawberries
nope,
and pineapples
no chance.
As well?
And we've called him out on our show plenty, but
because
I mean.
Because you and Patrick Creighton basically came into the restroom in a conga line. Like
by no said doing of me, by the way.
I mean,
to be notated.
You were leading the conga line, and right behind you, his hands weren't quite on your hips, but if he'd reached out, even with his short arms, he could have reached your hips.
So as you've pointed out, we are on schedules. And so I know the schedule of a break. I know how much time I have. So I have a mission to accomplish. Therefore, I am beelining on a straight line to the restroom. Patrick Creighton decided to be conversational and also let me know when he saw that I was going in the same direction as him, very loudly, that he squeezes his cheeks together for the last hour and a half of his show just to, so he can get to the stall.
To this moment.
After the show. Right.
Now, two things I noticed about this. When you guys walked in the restroom, he was already talking to you about pooping.
Yep.
Which is very uncomfortable.
Very much so.
I don't like to talk to people in the bathroom.
Wait, was he doing it like this? I have to poop!
Yep.
I have to poop!
That's essentially what it was.
Yeah, the people on floor six were wondering if he needed the key to their restroom.
And I like, normally when I see Joel or anyone in the halls, I give like a welcome.
What's
like,
up?
Hey, how's it going? At this point, all I could do was look at Joel inquisitively. Like, I almost felt like he was a prisoner at this moment.
And you did exactly that. But I'm like, if you think about it from my perspective, it's one thing to be uncomfortable because the human loudspeaker is behind me talking about taking a dump and is very in like invading my personal space. But then as the bathroom door swings open, here's you looking like the warden at a prison and puzzlingly looking like, what the hell's going on? And I'm going, oh, God, this couldn't be any worse.
I was not the face you wanted to see.
No, and I'm on a time schedule.
But weren't you glad that I didn't like hold you up and talk to you about things? I looked and, like I said, I was puzzled by what was happening. And I just gave you a look of like, hey, how's it going? And walked out.
You gave me the grumpier than normal look and with a puzzling, inquisitive, what the hell's going on.
I felt bad for you at this moment.
And I felt bad for me too, but I felt worse because you didn't leave the bathroom immediately.
I washed my hands.
Right, but even after that, I think you loitered and lingered.
You know
and
why
I was
I did
like,
that?
I go, AJ's doing this purposely because he just wants to see how this whole thing's playing out. And I know I don't want to be an a-hole to Patrick Creighton, but I know Pat and I know AJ, and Pat's not going to shut his mouth.
Yeah, I loitered for a moment for two reasons. I was hoping to get some back and forth between you guys.
I knew you were.
And
I knew it.
Stirring up.
I was also
more than one pot. Yeah.
I was also, and I love to do this to people. When people are pooping, I always love to turn the light off.
I
when
do
I
too.
Leave.
Yeah. I do too.
And
I, do
that too. I honestly, I thought about it, and I was like, God, Joel's got enough on his plate right now. I'm just not. I'm gonna leave. I feel like I did a nice thing today. Like I
But that part of it was, but I, like I said, I know you well enough to know that I knew you weren't going to wash your hands quickly and get out of there. And I knew that this had all the makings of one hellaciously bad segment of your show. And
you
so
think this
I'm
is a bad segment?
No, this is fun. Okay. But I'm sitting there and I'm going, and I also, as we both know, Pat's loud and Pat's not going to shut up. And he just started talking and kept talking. I go, yep, I'm going to be the a-hole that no matter what he says to me, I'm not responding. And I know AJ's still sitting in here and he's laughing his ass off. And
because
so
there's
just
a one-sided conversation going. You were a gentleman and you let Pat have the handicap stall.
Some like people need a little extra room.
More palatial.
Yep.
And you took the normal size stall. I noticed that. Was that intentional? Or like, so you were being friendly as well?
Well, it was for a lot of reasons. One, like I said, some people need to spread out. Maybe they might need a little extra room. And two, he was so damn close to me going in that I just got out of the way. Like, you know, if you got someone tailgating you, going really fast, just get out of the way and let them keep going.
Okay. Now, the impressive thing to me is, John, like, what's our average break time here? Because, I mean,
like 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Like, that's in. Sometimes they're even shorter than that, right?
Yeah, it depends if you have a live read.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes we have, like, two-minute breaks, right?
Yeah. And like, bottom-of-the-hour breaks are longer.
But you knew what time your break was. Yep. You knew how long the break was exactly.
Yep.
And you made a calculated risk that you could finish. Did you? Was this because you had a healthy meal? You thought that you could get a quick, clean elimination?
I work with Barry Laminack. So if I need to, from time to time, I can cover for him. So the least he could do as a common courtesy was, if this would run over for some reason,
right?
I felt confident that he and Nick could carry it for a minute or two. Okay. But I did not expect the roadblock and the speed bump all built into one that is Patrick Creighton.
Okay. Did you guys, like, if you had been late for the segment, would you guys have talked about it on the air? Like, why
probably,
you were late?
Probably, yeah.
Would Nick have frowned upon that as the producer?
No, I think Nick probably would have laughed a lot throughout the process.
Is this going to deter you from using the bathroom here during your show going forward?
No, it's going to be making me much more aware of my surroundings.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if, let's say Patrick's out there holding court like he does.
Yes.
Patrick,
he does it
is
quietly,
a,
Fred.
Patrick is a, he's arguably the funniest guy who works here, for those of you who don't know him.
And the friendliest.
Yes.
That's a hell of an argument, but okay.
Yeah, and he likes to hold court amongst the interns, myself, whoever's around to hear him.
Well, that could involve the entire building because they can all hear him.
By the way, you can hear him like as soon as you get off the elevator, but which is like probably a, I don't know, a 50-foot walk.
Yep.
Yeah,
you can hear him telling his stories, laughing it up, you know. And, you know, Patrick, he's not afraid
several
to laugh
walls
at his own
in the
joke.
Middle of the that the, those that
oh,
area you're
yes.
talking about too, yeah.
Oh yes, and he's not afraid to laugh at his own joke, and he laughs
heartily.
What we would call a belly laugh.
Yep,
he does. So will you be more aware of when he's out there? Maybe this isn't a good time for me to poop.
Yep,
because you don't like that you guys are now poop buddies.
Nope.
Okay.
No, yeah, there was no conversation at all, and at some point I'm sure I'll just...
No, there was.
Well,
it was
one-sided.
It was
one-sided
conversation.
Yeah. And we've mentioned this on our show before.
It was like a sex
Now night. That Deportes is not on our floor anymore...
There's no one else to blame.
It takes away the people that would go into the stall, then get on their phone...
Yeah.
Well, and talk, and then lie and tell people they're in a car wash. Don't give me that. You're not in a car wash.
Well, except for Glenn Davis. He will get on his phone in the bathroom.
Glenn, too?
Yeah.
A lot of people. Juggalo Trey was saying he uses the phone when he's pooping.
That's two things I don't use.
Graham.
Graham's on the phone all the time.
Oh yeah,
though.
He does talk.
Yeah,
a lot.
But I don't use the phone and I don't talk to people. That's just.
It's okay to talk to someone in like a multiple urinal scenario.
Yeah, that's fine. But
as long as there's a urinal.
Would you guys eat breakfast? You heard about that today?
No.
The Patriots are calling out Larry Izzo because they said the most disgusting thing was during camp he would go get breakfast and then go grab stall number one.
Oh, no. I don't like that.
No, I have it. We can talk about it later.
And some people put their food on the urinal there. But like as long as there's a urinal between you and another dude, it's okay to talk.
Yeah.
If there's only two urinals and you're side by side, I avoid conversation.
As long as As long as you're not looking down.
Yeah, you look straight ahead and you talk. You don't
and we all know what a germaphobe Barry is, and we only have one urinal in our bathroom.
Right.
So if there was a time that I went to the middle stall to take a leak while he was using the urinal. And I know he's so freaked out about what's on the floor that I literally cupped water in my hand because he was already there. And I started splashing it under the stall on his shoes. And if you could have heard the disgust on when he's looking at his feet and feeling something coming from under the stall spraying him. And I was just, my eyes were, I was really
Where did you
pleased
cup
with
water
myself.
From?
From the sink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, not for that. No, nice try. No. No, I'm not Moises Alou. I don't need that grip on the back.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. You can hear Joel and Barry every day from 1 to 4 on our fine station. Thank you, Joel. This is like what we call crosstalk in the business. This is where we promote each other's shows.
Break bread, as you will.
Right. Yes.
No, really,
right.
We're promoting his show.
Yeah, because
he's
yeah.
on our show. If we were right. on his show and talking to him, that would be promoting our show.
Right. I constantly promote your show
I'm
on our show.
I'm never invited for crosstalk on their show.
Because you invite yourself. We don't have to invite you.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right. Right. Have a good show, boys.
All right, you too. Hey, enjoy the game tonight.
By myself.
By yourself.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
I feel it. I feel it. I feel it.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, Brandon, who was the grossest person that you ever shared a locker room with?
Larry Izzo.
All right, why is that?
Larry Izzo used to take dumps and eat his food at the same time. Oh. He used to come out and not wash his hands. Like Larry was a, he was disgusting.
So, now, would so he be would, eating off of, like, pasta off a plate, or would it be a sandwich, or what was he
it'd
eating?
It'd be like his breakfast. Like, he'd have his breakfast on a tray in the stall.
Oh, man. Would he leave the stall door open?
To be honest, probably.
That's pretty vile.
CBS Boston. Wow. Oh, my goodness. And then
that was Brandon Merriweather.
Ah.
I hate that part of the song. I wipe and wipe till Brown leaves town.
Man, that's the most offensive part of the whole song.
The whole song sucks. The whole song's offensive.
Yeah, but I don't like it when it says till Brown leaves town. And wipe till
Brown leaves town. Yeah, that's the worst. Put it in the potty and flush
it down. I don't think this is about poop at all, frankly. But, oh, well. Hey, can we get Dust in the Wind for one of the greatest Americans that ever lived? No, that's not Dust in the Wind.
That's not Dust in the Wind.
Hugh Hefner, 91 years old.
John, have you checked the death pool? Did anyone have him?
I'll have to check.
I'm sure someone
did. Yeah, that sounds like somebody Barry Warner would have.
It's not a lot of points,
yeah,
but I bet it puts someone on the board.
When you add up who's had the best life, you're not getting very far down the list before you get to Hugh Hefner. Playboy Mansion, surrounded by bunnies his entire life.
Yeah.
Made a ton of money. Sexed millions of women.
Yeah.
Sold a bunch of magazines. Most of our formative youth, his magazine was the critical part of it.
It was very important to me.
Yeah.
I don't think it's coincidence that yesterday I talked about my stepmom throwing away my Pamela Anderson playbill.
Yeah. So, we'll miss you, Hugh. That's a hell of a run. That's not a guy I'm going to feel like, oh, it's sad that he died.
He lived a full life.
That guy's life, hell yes.
Yeah,
I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
One of the things Jong said when we were... When we were out in the lobby waiting to do the show, Jong said, like, at what point do you get tired of having sex with all these women? And I said, you don't.
In a row, like, over and over and over again.
Yeah, you pick your spots.
I mean, I thought there was a story where he had these bunnies just lined up outside his door, and then once he was through with one of them, they kept coming and coming.
Yeah, he didn't do that, like, 24-7, though.
Oh, I thought that was, just in a line.
I mean, even if he did. John was like, well, doesn't it start to hurt eventually? And I said, yeah, but that's the best kind of hurt. That's like that's the best pain you can get. Is that like when your balls hurt because they're just drained completely? That's the best. And Hugh had that.
Mm. He had a lot going for him, man.
His dusty old balls. He says he never used Viagra, but I don't believe that.
Well, and he was still popping away as recently as last year.
Yeah.
That guy had a great life. That's a win.
Yeah. That's a good run.
Just put a big W on his grave.
Strong run.
Yeah, because that's a win. All right. 713-780-ESPN. We'll have Christopher Harris join us for fantasy next segment. So if you got fantasy questions that apply, general fantasy questions, not this guy or that guy, all you got to do is go to his website for that. But if you've got questions that you think might benefit the public in addition to yourself, hit us up on Twitter or text them in, and we'll hit Christopher with them if they're good.
All right.
As many as we can. And then Brad Powers to talk a little college gambling in the 5 o'clock hour. John Granato is going to weigh in from the Stein hoisting. I want to see if Granato actually does it this time. I'd like to see how long he could hang on. I guess Patrick Creighton wasn't listening. That's too bad. It's too bad.
He's got a high school football game to do tonight, he said. Yeah.
Well, okay. Good for him.
Is he our Gus Johnson?
Yeah.
He might be.
Yeah, he might be.
He might be. Although Salisbury fits into that too.
No, but Salisbury will only get like that if he gets really, really fired up about something.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he has to get triggered.
Yeah, Patrick Creighton gets fired up organically.
Yeah, the other day I came in about, I don't know, 1:30 because I had to do the show with RJ, and he was in there, door closed. And I could hear him outside because I like to sit out in that little area out front when there's the conference rooms full, about 30 feet away. You could hear him through two doors.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what he was talking about because it was just like, wow, guy's a little fired up. Good for him. All right.
Oh, look who's on the phone.
I thought he was dead.
I thought it. Yeah. But then, if he had died in the same week that Hugh Hefner.
Oh, by the way, Laminack just tweeted us saying that he had Hugh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. So he's on the board?
Yeah.
He's still trailing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think AJ's still ahead and I'm right behind. And I should have a death here any minute, so.
All right. Let's talk to Aubrey Theodi, because it would have been a crime if Aubrey Theodi and Hugh Hefner had died in the same week, the two biggest playboys in our country's history. Aubrey, how goes it, my friend?
Man, I don't even know if my machines could clean up some of you Hefner's mess. I don't even know. I'm telling you right now, friends, we tackle every single job that comes our way. Matter of fact, I spent the last, when y'all called me every single day this week, every single day I was working on television stuff in San Antonio and Austin, and we filmed so many pieces of carpet live that I was able to cut, pull out of the dumpster, get off the side of the road from when they had the, you know, everybody's house was flooded, and they threw those pieces of carpet out. We did probably 13 of them on live television over the last 3 days. In every one of those cases, every single one we could have saved the carpet. It's Super Water, Kempfree Pre-Spot, a giant machine we built, runs off the diesel truck engine. Nobody has one machine. Like, we've got 30. No one's got one. When you pick up the phone, of course, pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. DIRTFREECARPET.com will test the worst area in your home, see if we can save it. And if we can, we'll do the job. If we don't, you don't pay us nothing. 281-DIRT-FREE, DIRTFREECARPET.com, $100 free speed dry with any purchase, 281-347-8373. DIRT-FREE with one E. We're ready to go to work.
All right, thank you. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate the time, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
You're gonna tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll get to your phone calls again in just a minute. But first, let's talk to Christopher Harris. Runs harrisfootball.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at harrisfootball. Fantasy expert extraordinaire. Christopher, how are you today, man?
I'm doing great. What's going on down there?
Well, just sports and stuff, same as always. So let me ask you about the Texans first. Do they now have more than one viable fantasy option besides DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller's coming back? Are there any of these guys that you think about playing? Maybe Deontay Foreman if he starts seeing more snaps? Maybe Deshaun Watson has some value? Or we're not going to overreact to one game?
I'm certainly not going to overreact to Deontay Foreman. You guys watch that game. Those are two catches where he's by himself and he runs 40 yards. I'm going to go out on a limb, having watched him play at Texas for a while, that's not a huge part of his game. So I'm much more interested in Lamar Miller than Deontay Foreman. Yeah, Miller, I mean, you ask me every week, and I still think Miller looked okay in that game. Didn't get a lot of work, didn't get a touchdown, but a lot of chunk plays. At least, you know, 7-8 yard type plays. I thought he's fine. Hopkins is the one. I would love for Watson to be the player we saw against the Patriots. I just worry that it's the Patriots defense more than it was. It's a tough ask to ask a kid to avoid six defenders on every play and then throw a bullet for a touchdown. And he did, and it was awesome. He played really well. But, yeah, I think I would need to see it again because against the Bengals, let's face it, that's not what he did.
Yeah, he also only had like one day of practice with the ones before the Bengals game. So I think part of it was having more time, too. But Patriots defense is a mess right now, somebody who has them on one of their fantasy league teams. Want to ask you about, we got a couple from the listeners. If you've got Andrew Luck, is there value in hanging on to him if you can? Or at this point, do you think there's other quarterback options that would be just as useful?
I mean, I would be lying if I said I know anything about his shoulder. You know, the Colts have been – I think it's fair to say the Colts haven't lied because they basically haven't said anything. And so they've sort of left us all bouncing around in an echo chamber saying, well, maybe it's week – you know, they didn't put him on PUP, so I guess it's before week six. And then now it's apparently not before week six. It's hard for me to say there's a catch-all piece of advice that works for everybody's league because – there are probably some leagues where you don't have an IR spot or you don't have like a deep bench or a reserve list or anything. And, you know, if you've got four players on your bench and you got a bunch of bye weeks coming up, it might be a luxury that you can't afford. I have him in one league. You know, I got suckered in. I took him like, I don't know, sixth or seventh round to say, hey, we'll take a shot on him. And it's a deeper league, so I'm going to hold on and see how it goes. And I'm certainly, like, there are now people are interviewing orthopedic surgeons who had nothing to do with the surgery and haven't examined him. And I'm not going to take that person's advice, but I admit, like, nobody knows anything. And I guess once people start seeing him at practice, then there's a timetable, but it definitely is frustrating.
I'm guessing from your rankings, you believe this is the breakout week for Le'Veon Bell and maybe the Steelers in general?
Well, I mean, no, I think it's a hard matchup. The Ravens are a hard matchup. They don't, you know, usually it's a rock fight between those two. And, my ranks, I think people's fantasy ranks in general should be not so much your predicted order of finish, but more the order in which you would want to start them. Like, I just want to start the best running back in the NFL. Like, with no David Johnson, I know he hasn't given you statistics like it to this point, but, you know, it's such a small sample size, and it's always, you know, a 16-game season is a small sample size. So the player that we all know is better than the other players, I trust eventually winds up, you know, being good. And that's Antonio Brown, too. Like, I can't tell you Antonio Brown for sure goes for 100 and a touchdown. I'm not really predicting that. I'm saying I couldn't live with myself if I started someone else other than these Steelers, and then they did go off. Because, I mean, you don't need me to tell you, they certainly could go off.
I'm looking at the list of the quarterbacks that have put up the best fantasy totals so far this year, and no surprise, Tom Brady's number one. Aaron Rodgers is three. Drew Brees is four. You know, those guys don't surprise me. Russell Wilson, seven. Alex Smith, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Trevor Siemian, Marcus Mariota, Jared Goff. Which one of those, like, do you believe that any of those guys are going to finish the season in top 10 in quarterback points? Do you think all those guys are fool's gold? Or who, if so, who do you think is real and who's not?
I don't remember the full list that you just said, but I will say, I mean, someone's got to finish top 10 because there's not we didn't leave out too many quarterbacks. Dak, I believe in Dak for sure. I mean, that second half was awesome against the Cardinals. I wrote a piece for the Washington Post today about Marcus Mariota. I thought he was awesome against the Seahawks. And, the Texans are a hard match too, and I'm not sure fantasy-wise the Titans always want to throw it 40 times and put him in a bunch of situations where he can just sort of pick and choose and fire. You know, they have a lot of slow-developing plays that maybe don't play to his strengths, but I think he's a really good player. Alex Smith is there in name only. He had a huge first week, and the fact is that on that fantasy roles among quarterbacks, you know, they're, I think number 3 through number 12 is separated by 10 points. It's just we haven't had enough games yet to have them separate themselves. Yeah. And Alex Smith, predictably, the past 2 weeks has gone right back to being a 15-point player, because that's what he is most weeks, just benefiting from that crazy first game against the Patriots. So maybe of that group, I'm not remembering everyone, but I guess I say Dak and Mariota are the two that I believe in. I believe in Dak as a fantasy quarterback this year, too, for sure, but I think Mariota is going to be a superstar. I think he's going to be a face-of-the-league kind of player.
Well, let me ask you about some guys who are maybe surprisingly hanging around the bottom of those quarterback point totals. Derek Carr, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, and then way down the list, Cam Newton. Who would you expect to bounce back, and who do you think may be legitimately in for a rough year?
Yeah, I think Carr is just fine. I mean, I can't explain what happened on that Sunday night game. It looked like maybe it was a little, you know, Texans fans know, maybe it was a little piece of David sprinkling out of Derek. It's just you don't ever really see him look like that anymore. That's the worst game he's had since his rookie year as far as how he looked on film. And just him having been so good for so long since then just strikes me that, I mean, it's not a good matchup this week either against Denver, but at some point he'll go back to being a pretty reliable 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. And frankly, was. Those first two games, he was fine. He was really good. Even if the numbers aren't there, I just want them to be playing well, right? And Big Ben also has played fine. There have been chances in a couple of these games for long. I think Martavis Bryant hesitated on the first play of the game on a long bomb against the Bears that if he doesn't hesitate, it's an 80-yard play, 75-yard play to start the game. And so I'm not too worried about Big Ben. You know, Rivers is troublesome for sure. I agree with that. And Cam Newton's troublesome. I don't really see a lack of arm strength with Newton, but maybe just not, I don't know, not a lot of, that offense, Carolina offense looked great for a couple of drives. He throws a pretty stinky pick, and then just all the confidence goes out of him, and they start giving up a bunch of points, and they're chasing it, and the offense doesn't seem to suit him real well. And like we just said, the Patriots defense isn't good. I would hope that if I were a Cam Newton fan, that he would get well here, but thought he'd get well against New Orleans too, and it didn't happen.
Christopher Harris, our guest. He runs harrisfootball.com, and you've got all kinds of great stuff on there. Christopher, tell the people what all they can get on your website.
Well, you can get ranks for sure, and then also, I mean, the way I make money is I do a podcast 6 days a week now, 5 days, six, I guess, 6 days, 5 days, six podcasts. I'm loopy. So you can hear me talk about this stuff and find it on iTunes or just go to the website and you can hear lots of chat about what I saw on film from these players.
Let me ask you before we let you go about Will Fuller, who's coming back for the Texans and apparently is going to be back this week. And he plays a position where the Texans have a massive need right now. Is that a guy that you're looking to go out and add if he's available in your league?
Maybe not automatically, just because let's prove that Will Fuller is like a more than just a one-trick pony go down the field kind of thing. You know, I right now that's kind of what I've seen him be in the NFL, and it was glorious for basically one game last year, and then it wasn't so glorious, and we all know that he has bad hand problems, but I have my eye on it. I mean, it would be awesome if Watson is the best version of himself and doesn't make a bunch of mistakes and is good, and now the offense can open up a little bit and Hopkins can't be double teamed as much, and maybe Fuller is stretching the field. Like, if all that could happen together, I would be really interested in all of them. It's a few steps away, so maybe I'd just kind of be watching it this week. But, hey, you can't fake speed, right? Will Fuller sure is fast. You also can't fake bad hands, so hopefully that gets better. Did he grow his hand size?
No, they're the same size. Interim? They're very Trump-like.
Yeah. All right, that's Christopher Harris. Christopher, appreciate the time, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay, guys, you want to get in on the action tonight or this weekend? Well, guess what? MyBookie.ag has you covered. industry-leading website, the best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action. And if you miss the start of the game, they've got in-game live betting. You could play parlays, whatever you want to get to. Teasers, they got it all. They've got a great user-friendly mobile site. If you like to play the ponies like I do, they've got a really good race book as well. And if you join now, first-time deposit, MyBookie will match your deposit with a bonus of up to 100%. So you can jump in and start winning tonight. If you got an opinion on that game tonight, well, get in there and get some money on it. And if you're tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, join MyBookie. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You're going to experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. If you want to get in with them, all you got to do is make the call, 844-900-BETS, or easier, just go to MyBookie.ag to open an account, or MyBookie.lv. Either one of them works. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie.ag. Sign up today.
This lack of self-control I fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence, I'm convinced that there's just too much pressure to take.
I felt this way before, so insecure.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, Beaumont, we're coming to Luke's Ice House tomorrow.
See you there.
Join the usual suspects and The Blitz at Luke's Ice House on Calder Avenue from 1 until 7. Joel, Fred, and A.J. No Barry? We'll broadcast our shows.
Barry's going to be he's going to be telling jokes somewhere.
Oh, well, they'll get you ready for football courtesy of Miller Lite and Coors Light. So who's doing the show with Joel?
Nick is going out there with them.
Nick.
Sharara.
So is who's producing in here?
Tyler,
okay. So Nick gets to do a show in Beaumont.
Don't get too crazy, guys. You're gonna drink a lot, or are you guys going coming back?
I got to drive right back.
I got to get back. I'm doing a play-by-play for fights in Humble when I get back. So I got to haul ass. I'm gonna speed.
You guys need a designated shot taker because you know people in Beaumont are gonna buy you shit drinks.
Well, they're gonna have to drink them themselves, which I was nice enough to mention yesterday. Don't buy us shots because we're not gonna be able to do it. I'll get there. I'm gonna get there early and hang out a little bit, but. When the show's over, I'm going to have to jet. Usually I like to hang around, but we've got too much going on, and I'm hoping to have a website launch tomorrow, tonight maybe, and I just have to get back in town. So I can't be drinking, and I don't drink at all. I'll have one beer, but the problem is if I do that, I know how you guys are. I'll have one, and next thing you know, there's five of them stacked in front of us. And so I don't want anybody to waste their money. If you want to buy shots, buy them for the Blitzers. So...
Maybe you give him to baby Dwight.
Is he even old enough?
I don't know.
Does he have to drive the company car?
No, we're not giving him shots if he's driving the company car.
Yeah.
I hate that we're responsible, but sorry. Yeah, we were supposed to be there earlier. The time we were gonna go before, I was gonna just stay over. But this time I can't. So but looking forward to getting over there. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, man, how about your Twins getting in the playoffs? I meant to mention that.
Yeah, not a big surprise. So that means the AL is – it's everybody's locked in.
Well, I guess technically the Yankees could still catch the Red Sox, but that's probably not going to happen.
That ain't happening. So
they basically have to win all their games, and the Red Sox have to get swept.
Right, which is, I mean, not impossible, but it does seem unlikely. So we know now, and it's foolish me, the Indians rolled the Twins today.
Yeah.
They played an early game, and I didn't get up early enough to set my lineup. And Carlos Carrasco is my pitcher who was on my bench. And I'm like fighting desperately to stay in the money in that league. So not happy about that. So there is now one spot left in the playoffs to be determined. And that's the second National League wild card spot. And Colorado's got a 2.5 game lead on Milwaukee and a 3.5 game lead on St. Louis. I'm not going to pencil them in quite yet, but you can kind of probably pencil them in.
Yeah. So it'll be Astros, Red Sox. It'll be Indians, Yankees, Twins, which we assume will be the Yankees. I think that'd be two pretty good series.
Yeah.
Especially five games. I still think the Indians win it, but if the Yankees get there, that'd be an interesting five-game series.
And that means we'll get Nationals, Cubs, and then the Dodgers will face the wild card winner, which will come from their division, either Arizona or Colorado.
Be very interesting.
Which they used to not do that. Like if you had the wild card, you wouldn't play a team from your own division. But now I don't think they care about that anymore.
No. 832 says the lifelong Tigers fan and Detroit transplant will be awesome to see Verlander make a deep playoff run, possibly win a title from Mike in spring.
Man, if you look at the numbers Justin Verlander has put up since coming to Houston, it's like he's a demigod.
It's almost Randy Johnson-like, frankly. Yeah.
Did you guys see the stat Jason Stark tweeted out earlier today?
No.
Since they traded away Justin Verlander, the Tigers are 4-22 with a 7.02 team ERA. That would be the highest September-October ERA ever and the second worst winning percentage ever.
That's not surprising. They are literally putting the most talentless team on the field of anybody in Major League Baseball right now. I mean, it's clearly like they've torn the whole thing down. I don't know if they're going to rebuild it. I think they're going to try, but they're not going to put any money into rebuilding it.
Yeah, Justin Verlander has more wins in September than the Tigers do.
That's absurd.
That is absurd.
That is funny.
I think Verlander is 5-0 with a 1.05 ERA and 5 starts with the Astros in all in September.
Is that good?
A little bit. A little disappointed in that 1.05 ERA.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get that under one. That's what a real
man for a while, it was at, 0.86?
Yeah. But he gave up 2 runs yesterday. That'll do it.
That messed up his ERA.
Yeah, you can't have that. Also, apparently, a source says that there is, quote, no end in sight to the Dwayne Brown holdout, which I'm wondering what the hell's going on there, that they're not even talking.
I mean, he's just willing to take a day, take a year off if it comes down to it.
Well, and he's still under contract for next year.
Yeah.
So it's going to wind up being 2 years. If you're the Texans and you can get a decent pick for him, do you think about moving him?
Yeah.
I think I would too.
If you can get a decent pick for him, but you probably can't.
No, most of these guys aren't going to go for that much, but if you get another team desperate, although I can't imagine a team being much more desperate in the offensive line than the Texans, and you can get a decent enough pick for him, I think I'd move him.
Valhalla Sports said, Twins fan? Yeah, man, never knew. Dust off the Homer hanky. Hashtag win Twins. Yeah, I'm not a Twins fan. Sorry. I don't know. I don't know where that information came from.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's cool that they made the playoffs because they sucked so bad last year.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned yesterday that's a serious manager of the year candidate.
I think it's almost a lock. Should be anyway.
But I don't know that makes you a fan.
No, I'm not a Twins fan.
Well.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
There it goes again. I'm telling you, it's something in here. Fine all day. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. That's hour number one in the books.
Already?
Yeah.
We had poop talk and then fantasy talk.
We pretty much filled the whole hour.
Hey.
What an easy show today is going to be.
Yeah.
Now, if only someone else will have bathroom shenanigans between now and then.
I was going to say we should have had on the other culprit in there, but then we wouldn't be able to talk. So we'll take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Sitting next to you, you living under murder. Sitting next to you, you think I'd get this. Sitting next to you, but after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.